Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today, because I might get a little heated.
Oh, golly. Okay.
At least on my end, because I'm a little passionate right now. What is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram, TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. So I'm going to preface all of what we're going to talk about today with a conversation I had today.
Oh, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Am I going to get heated?
I mean, you might. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't be surprising.
So I've just got a lot of stuff figured out. So today I'm hopefully, because of just like stuff that's going on with me, I'm getting my new pre-approval like loan rate. Tells me how much money I can have for a house. Hopefully today I get it back.
We're on the house hunt again.
So the second I have that number, I can start looking at houses again.
Oh my gosh. I feel like
it's been since December, I think.
Since you stopped looking.
I started around like November, I think.
You started looking in November.
Uh-huh. And then...
I guess, okay, it hasn't been that long.
No, but it's still... I have taken a break for a couple months because I'm just kind of waiting for some financial things to figure itself out. Long story. Not that interesting. Moving on.
Financial stuff is never that interesting.
So I have saved up, and I've talked about it on the podcast before. I've used apps like Capital.
Totally.
With the Q, which has helped me save for my down payment, which how it's all worked out, like, I might not need a down payment. I just need a closing cost fee. Like, it's just, we have it all kind of figured out, and I'll know more once I get the info.
So hopefully you'll get the info today that you need to take to your real estate agent to say, hey, yes, let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
That being said, because I use stuff like Capital, I have saved up, not for the full price, a decent chunk. My phone was dying. I need a phone for work.
Yeah.
I need a reliable phone for work. My phone was just not up to snuff. I've been wanting the new phone for a while.
Not up to snuff.
No.
What is the new phone? iPhone like 17?
It's 10X.
Ooh!
Or 10 or whatever. Okay. I guess the X. But I got the max. I got the biggest one. Like physically the biggest.
Yeah.
Like it's big in my hands because...
Damn. And it's not as big as a different one I've seen. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, probably. I'm sure there's bigger ones. But this is like the biggest iPhone they had that's new. The camera's fantastic on it.
Still kind of sleek looking. It's not too chunky.
No. And I love the case I got for it. I am in love with this phone. Just because it makes my life a lot easier than it used to be.
Yeah. How much was it?
A good chunk of change because I wasn't going to make my dad pay for it because that's the one thing my dad pays for is our family plan.
Yeah.
And so if I would have gotten a phone through a contract with them, my dad would have had to pay every month for the phone.
Oh,
so
okay.
I bought it out right.
So you like bought the full thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was still on your plan?
Yes, I'm still on the plan.
They switched out
the SIM card. So I paid, because I got it at Best Buy, so I got a Best Buy card. I paid part of it.
Okay, how much did you pay? Just give us
the
total.
$1,000. Yeah.
Oh,
which is how much
was your phone not expire, or like, you know, every 2 years you're supposed to.
So what really happens in that case is that you give back your phone and you just pay for a new one.
You still get some off of your phone because your phone's,
I mean,
depending
it's
how
still
good your
old.
Phone is.
It's still 2 years old, which is.
How much did you get for your phone? Like, how
I
much
still
did they
have
take
my
it off?
Phone. No, I couldn't do it that way because it would still cost my dad stuff. So I'm like, you know what?
That's why you went to Best Buy.
Yes. So I have a Best Buy credit card, which, very long story short, it's in my name, but not under my social security number. So it does not affect my credit report. They messed up, so I'm enjoying this.
Whose credit does it affect?
Nobody's.
It doesn't?
Because it's under my mom's social security number, but they messed up and put my name on it. Because I had like a, you know, the little
that's
rewards
weird. It doesn't
cards.
Affect your mom's then.
No, I asked her, I'm like, does it affect yours? Because I won't use it. I'll just cut it up or, you know, cancel it.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it doesn't show up on my credit report at all. So it's a weird glitch.
Interesting.
I'm enjoying it. So I'm not
anyone
getting...
who works for Best Buy, please don't report this.
No. So I'm enjoying it. So I put most of it on there, but I did have a chunk of change saved and I put it towards there. I had saved because I wanted a new phone. I wanted an expensive phone and I saved my money. Today, I'm going to a consultation for a tattoo. It's going to be a big tattoo and I'm going to see how much it's going to cost me. And I'm not going to, in my head, I'm not planning on getting it anytime soon. It'll be in like the next 2 months. Like
That's soon, isn't it?
Like in 2 months away is when like the earliest I would be doing it.
Okay.
If that makes sense. And it wouldn't even be the whole thing. It would literally just be little bits by bits, like go at it by little bits.
Yeah. Because what are you trying to do?
Like my arm.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So, damn. Like the one that you have barely anything on already?
Yep.
Shoot.
Yeah. So I have one little thing on here in the inside, but I would like to start working on some parts of it.
You want a whole sleeve?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be sexy.
I have a friend who does beautiful work. By the way, her name is Mariana. Out of Sakura Tattoo.
Mariana, damn, that's a sexy name, too.
Oh, yeah, she's so freaking rad. Mariana. She's from Brazil. I worked at a tattoo shop for a couple months, and I've always wanted to get a tattoo from her, so I'm going today to talk to her about it.
Nice.
And so I was chatting with Danny, and he was just kidding around, but I've had this asked of me before. He's like, I thought you were saving up for a house.
That would be exactly my ask, or my question.
That pissed me off for one reason. Because I have my money that I have saved and put aside for my house.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I am taking a few bucks at a time into a separate piggy bank. Mm-hmm. And I've had people say, well, if you have this money, why don't you add it to your house fund? I'm like, is it because I'm saving up for one big thing, I can't save up for another thing either?
I think because you've been trying to save this money and get a house for so long that why are you using all of this extra money when you don't even have a house yet?
Because I have the money for the house.
But like, you don't know that. Like, you don't know exactly how much you're going to be able to get with loans. You don't have a house that you're looking for. You don't even have a house yet.
No. So how,
or the funds for it.
So when I have talked to my real estate agents and with the loan people, basically, because I'm a first time homeowner, the deal we've come up with would be once they give me my amount, I just have to have no debt under my name and I can go into a house for zero down.
Because see, this is like a whole different world that like I don't know
exactly.
And like there's a lot of downs and loans and this and that, so I don't know, like,
basically because they're trying to get more young people and more people into buying houses, they do a lot of cool deals. Not all people do that, and I've had that where they're like, you need to put $30,000 down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, cool, then I'm not buying a house anytime soon. And I've gone to these folks and they're like, look, take the money you saved for your down payment, finish paying off your car, pay off your credit card or whatever else you may have, so that when you buy this house, the only debt that is to your name is this house.
Yeah.
And then from there, we can get you a higher approval
rating.
Which
you've like paid off all your credit cards.
Yeah,
stuff.
My credit card's paid.
Minus the Best Buy one.
Right. But again, that doesn't affect my credit, so that I don't have to worry about that.
I just think nothing is set in stone yet. Mm-hmm. And like, you don't know what's going to come along with buying a house. And like Rev, who's on the main show, he has had a lot of expenses with his new house. So for me, doing something play that's just completely like fun and like not needing to be done now, like your sleeve or like a tattoo or like going out for drinks or like going to the club or like going to Vegas or like whatever, like it may be, like I don't think it's smart right now because you have such a big money thing that you want to happen, and you wanted to make it happen like 5 months ago and it didn't. So now I feel like you should just not have such a big expense for something quote unquote fun and save it until you get a house, and then realize like, oh, maybe I should have saved that money for the fireplace that needs fixing or the ground or the whatever.
Money set aside. My mom, it's a weird thing we did. My mom gets cash, and so she had told me a long time ago, she's like, I want to gift you something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gifting you a couple grand.
Damn.
But this grand is at my aunt's house. It's in cash. My aunt has it at her house. So that way nobody touches it.
That sounds like me with cash.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I've gone to the house because my mom needed to take some out. Like when my grandpa died and she needed some money for quick, you know, flight and all this stuff. I went with her and we counted up the money. And so she's like, this right here is what I'm taking for the flight, but the rest of this has been yours. This is the money.
Till when? For what? Just for
when I get a house and I need to do anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to fix something, if I need to paint something, if I need to do anything. She's like, this money specifically for anything that you may come across.
Can I ask how much it is?
I believe it was like $3,000.
House things are expensive.
Yes.
They're expensive.
Why you pay for an inspector. I paid $400. They inspect every single aspect of the house, between the electrical, the plumbing, the foundation, everything. So they will tell me point by point. And I had this done when I almost bought that house last time. I spent $400. And because of that, I was able to make the decision to not buy that house because it would have screwed me in the end.
Yeah, I just think there are a lot of things that come up. Like,
yes.
Rev just bought a new house. He probably got an inspector for it, this, that, and the other. And I hear him say, oh, it was $700 for this. It was $800. Yeah. Like, and $3,000, like, that sounds a lot, but that adds up.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Am I not supposed to ever do anything ever again because I bought a house?
No,
I think it's ridiculous.
I don't think that you should be doing that right now because you want such a big money thing, a house that is a money thing. It's going to cost a lot of money whether you get loans or not. I don't think you should be spending all this money on stuff that you can get down the line. Once your house is chilled out, once you know, you've gotten it for sure, and then everything's kind of calmed down with that, and then you've saved your money for your play stuff. For sure. Yeah. If I was getting a house, I wouldn't be going on trips. I would barely ever be going out.
To be fair, you barely spend money as it is.
Yeah.
And that's what your jam is. And that's totally cool.
I mean, However, of course, I would like to go out and like ball out all the time. But I'm kind of like, I think ahead, you know? And so if I, you know, like if I was getting married and I was spending this huge money on all this wedding crap or what, like I would not do anything. Like for a while, because I'm like, that money I may need down the line. Then once I get married and once I have the wedding or whatever, then you spend it. Once you buy the house, once the house is in good form, then you get your sleeve. Like, I don't know why you're spending all this money on something that you could get.
On top of that, though,
way like, later.
One of the things that frustrates me is like when I'm just sharing something like that, it's like, why the hell do you think it's your job or your opinion to tell me what I can and can't do? If I've clearly have thought about this, it's not like I have had friends and you know some of these people where they'll sit there and they will get a new sleeve. They will buy a new car.
And then they'll be so upset about how they don't have money. And no, I'm like, you're dumb.
But they legit don't have money. They have to ask every pay period for money from their parents. Like every single time. This is money I have set aside.
How much a house is going to be in the long run. You have no idea how much. Within that first year, you have no idea how much you're going to spend.
And I already have a decent chunk.
But I don't know why you're going to risk your chunk that you have saved for your tattoo and spend it on your tattoo rather than that chunk. I know it's your fun chunk, but it should be going into your house just in case. You don't know what's going to happen. So why risk it? And why like have this new tattoo that might be dope, but then be in your house and be like, oh my gosh, my heater just broke. You know, like it's not worth it.
That's one of the things I also look at is that I wanted an old house. I really wanted an old house. And my dad has convinced me, since it's my first house, to avoid that. So I'm looking into a newer house where a lot of those issues
aren't. Why do you want an old house? That's so...
Because they're so cool looking.
Oh, because of the...
The style.
Okay. I was like, that's really weird. Usually people don't want that.
No, like the old... They're old houses, but they've been renovated.
Okay.
So they have like modern stuff on the inside, but they have that old charm, if you will. So I'm going to be, after looking into all these different points, like, okay, I'm going to be looking for a bigger house. We're going to have the inspector. I can do away with having $200 when, like, at the end of the day, if something's going to cost me $10,000, $200, yes, could help, but it's still $200. It's not going to really do as much for $10,000.
That's where we disagree. Yes. But
I found this article because I was just curious. I found two, and hopefully we can get into them in our allotted time. There's 15 genius ways to save money. By the way, a lot of the ways I've saved money for my tattoo is if I have a couple bucks left over, if I like buy food, for example, like I go get a coffee or whatever and someone gives me cash. Mm-hmm. I save that cash. I have my little whiskey tin. I throw in. I have a jar full of coins.
Yeah.
That's like I'm going to use for that thing. So like we'll talk about the ways to save money. But this other article I found interesting and because I feel like it's true. Maybe not so much for you because I feel like you do this for anybody, like what you're asking and doing and prying of me. Not that you're prying, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, being a hard ass. Sorry.
Yes, there we go. But this article says, stop shaming women for spending money. And so I was like, all right.
Am I shaming you?
Yes. So this one person wrote an article about saying how her company wasn't paying employees enough to buy food because there were some employees at the company that were having issues. She then had posted on Instagram that she bought a $6 face scrub. Instead of going out to, you know, a salon or a spa to get a $100 facial, she's like, hey, check out this face scrub. It was $6. Then everyone started giving her crap. How dare you buy a $6 face scrub when you're complaining that your company is not paying everyone enough? It's like,
I don't even get the company food thing.
Like, I basically.
Why don't you just bring your own food?
No, they're not paying them enough so they can't afford food, like groceries and stuff.
Oh, damn.
But like, I'm guessing she meant as a whole. But it's something like, you know, hey, I'm just indulging in $6. Mm-hmm. I'm indulging. But the amount of flack she got was ridiculous is what we're saying. Louise Linton gets more flack for posting an expensive outfit on Instagram than her husband does for making comments that actually destabilize the market. I don't know who any of those people are, but that sounds interesting. But one of the things is there's like, it says, to be fair, it's understandable to be upset that someone can't afford an expensive outfit when you can't afford rent. Jealousy about someone else's good financial fortune is not irrational in any age of great wealth disparity, but it's not understandable that that the ire for shopping always falls upon women, not men. For example, when Hillary Clinton gets a $600 haircut, she's an out-of-touch narcissist. But Donald Trump can literally quote his entire home in gold, and he's still being taken for a man of the people. So that basically they're saying is that when a woman does something,
yeah,
it's bad. Basically, mm-hmm. like, oh, you're narcissistic, you're shopping.
It's like slut-shaming, but money-shaming.
Yeah, and it's like, but if a guy does it, it's totally fine. Oh, you know, and it says men.
See, I don't have that opinion. I look at it the same. If you're going to spend $400 on a purse and my boyfriend's going to spend $400 on a jersey, I'm both going to think you guys are both stupid.
Right. So you're at least consistent.
Yeah.
But most people aren't that way. It says men certainly don't need to be ashamed to show off. For instance, the $1,000 watches they buy. Meanwhile, a woman gets vilified for, you know, a $1,000 handbag.
A Prada bag.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you have you spent $1,000 on a bag, but if a guy spends $1,000 on a watch, he looks like a big shot. He looks like a big man.
Neither of that impresses me. And I'm like, that's not even cute. Like, neither of them are cute.
Yeah, I'm not.
I could get the same thing for like $20 at Ross. It's probably not designer. But
and I had this conversation with my best friend. Her and I, the way we do things and the things we like are very different, but we get along super well.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, and I think because she knows, like, I would not spend $100 on a perfume. I'd go to Target and get one, like one of the little cheesy ones for $4.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. I don't buy expensive bags. I've bought like non-cheap bags because they last a little longer, but they're no more like than $40.
Yeah.
I
got a panic attack going into those places. Actually, though.
Yes. So I've gone with her. She is an engineer. She's a badass engineer. She's gotten like promotion upon promotion and raises. And she works hard. She worked hard for her education. She has her house, her husband. They're both working to pay off her loans. She just had to get a car because her car died. But we've gone into these stores and I've scoffed at the prices.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see her. She looks uncomfortable because of me. Because I made her feel bad. She's like, because I wouldn't buy a $100 perfume, she would. And here's what I told her. I'm like, look, you go to work every day. You're a badass. You get your crap done. I'm trying not to swear. You have worked for your money and you make good money.
Yeah.
Who am I to tell you how to spend your money on things that you like? Like, she's not in any need. Like, could she pay off her student loans faster?
That's what I was going to say. Sure. Are you like, oh my gosh, because of the prices? Or are you an oh my gosh because of the prices and the fact that she has loans she still needs to pay off?
No, it's just I wouldn't spend $100 on a perfume.
Does she ever complain about the loans and like, oh my gosh, I have so many student loans, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, like, yes, but not in a, oh my God, I can't pay for them. It's like, they're there.
Because if I go into a store with my friends and I don't care about any of my friends' financial situations. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. But if they're constantly, if they have student loans, if they have rent to pay, mm-hmm. if they're like, you know, always like that, and they're like, I know, I want this purse, I'd be like, girl, like, you've been talking about wanting to pay off your student mm-hmm. loans. Like, it's 10 years out of college. Like, put that $400 or $500 away. Put them towards your loans right now. Don't get this bag. You don't need it. But if it was someone who like didn't want to get a house or didn't want have loans to pay or didn't. Mm-hmm. didn't have rent they could barely make, I would be like, do whatever you want, it's your money, like, if you can pay your rent and you're good, like,
I mean,
whatever. But
like she can pay, like, basically all her essentials she can pay for, like, she can pay for her house, she can pay for her car, her insurance, because it's a new car.
Yeah.
But now that she has her car, she's like, okay, we used to go to the store, Target or the mall or whatever, and she could buy herself a new outfit and not even blink. And now she sits there and she's like, I have this car payment now.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be a little bit more thoughtful on what I do buy.
Yeah, and she has that student loan. So it's not going to go away until she pays it off.
But she's paying off more than the minimum every month. Like, it's one of those things, like, you can't live your life fully, like, there's this quote that I used to have it painted on something in my room. It's like, we were not just born to pay bills and die. As much as, like, it'd be cool to get a house, we're not going to go away with that. Like, it'd be fun to kind of have these experiences and, yeah, have a night out drinking. And, like, there's nothing wrong with pre-funking because it's cheaper.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, have fun, but then I'm also like, but be responsible too. Like, I mean, I would never.
But your idea of responsibility seems a little different. You're all or nothing. You're like, okay, you have this bill to pay. You can't do anything.
I would, yeah, well, I mean, that stresses me out. I would want to get my bill paid before I did something. Like, if I owed you $20 and I had $20, period, and I had the choice of either going to the club or paying you, I would pay you.
Okay, that's different. I think I hate owing people money. But if it's like, okay.
But, like, you're owing someone money. You're owing the school money. You're going to owe them your house money. You're going to, like, that's owing money. So, and it, like.
I'm saying if you're fun, if your fun funds.
Fun funds.
Your fun funds are more than your responsibilities, I think that's a problem. If, let's say, I'm just going to make up a random number. Let's say between house payment, car payment, you know, house, you know, food and gas and
phone,
all that other stuff. Let's say $2,000 a month.
Okay.
And you're spending $3,000 a month on drinks and parties and this and fun stuff. That's a problem. But if you're, you know, saving up every few cents every now and then, or even just making conscious decisions like, hey, maybe I want the good toilet paper this week. I'll spend the extra $5, you know, or even like, you know what? I want to buy that $6 face mask, or I want to buy myself those cupcakes because I'm on my period and I don't give an F. It's like, could I use those $6 and put it towards my car payment? Yeah, but are we going to really remember these days of our lives? Of
you are, because it's going to add up eventually.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, holy crap, like, I have this money, I have this much debt.
Well, like, yeah, you're still, I'm saying, if you're paying your debt and everything is managed, but you still want to go have fun every now and then and do fun stuff, like, what kind of life are you going to live? Like, let's say 10 years go by, you have put every cent into paying all your debt, and you are now 30 years old. What did you do in your 20s?
I feel like there has to be... No, I don't know, because I'm having a great time in my 20s and I'm
like...
But
you don't pay rent. You have a lot of stuff that... A lot of bills that a lot of other... You don't have a lot of bills that a lot of other people have.
I know, but if I did, I sure as hell would be saving my money even more and paying them off and not... And if I'm saving up for a house or this, that, and the other, I wouldn't be doing anything.
Right. Like, I would... See, exactly. Then you wouldn't be having all the fun that you'd be doing.
It would be all worth it, though, because then I would have my house. I would have my cushion. I, like, if something went wrong, I'd feel okay. And then I would have my fun. Like, this is if I was, like, saving up for something so big, like buying a house like you are. Like, it wouldn't even cross my mind to try to start getting a sleeve now, because that's expensive and a long process, you know? Like, that just wouldn't, like, I wouldn't try to get a new car if I was trying to get a house. I wouldn't.
See, that's different.
I wouldn't plan a trip. I wouldn't go on a trip. I wouldn't, you know, if I was invited to.
You can't really buy a car before you buy a house because they look at your credit report.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, something big like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wouldn't cross my mind to. I just don't think it's the smartest decision. But that's my opinion.
Right.
You know? But, don't do it, Vicky. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know you do. And like, hey, like, more power to you. And if it all works out, it all works out. Yeah. And if not.
Now I want to know what your guys' opinion is. Like, what do you guys think in a situation like this? Because I did read an article recently and I looked my hardest to find it, but I kept finding other articles. I'm like, God dang it. I wish I saved it. But the point of it being was, if you are saving for one thing and you're literally putting pennies and dollars at a time for something else, that there's nothing wrong with that either. Like, I'm, if you don't have a house, if like you are a homeless person and you're off buying, you know, Starbucks every day, that might be an issue. But if you're doing
Starbucks ain't cheap.
Nope. As we drink our Starbucks.
I know. Actually, though.
But I do want to hear your guys' opinions on this. Like, are you more on Sarah's camp? Are you more in my camp? Are you guys more towards the middle? Like, what is your idea of saving money, but also being able to save for multiple things, for both fun and getting stuff done, whether it's a house, whether it's loans or payments or whatever? What are your thoughts? Is there a limit? Mm-hmm. Like, would $50 be okay, or is $100 okay? Like, what is okay and what isn't okay?
If you're on one or the other side, like, do you wish you were more in the middle? Do you wish you were on the other side more?
Like, let's say you had saved all through your 20s and you missed out on a lot of stuff. Do you regret that? Or the opposite? Like,
if you're a broke bitch now and you're in hella debt.
Yeah, like, what we want to hear from you. And I'm sure there's folks that are a few years older than us. So give us your opinions, because we would love to hear them.
Yes.
All right. We're going to get out before we strangle each other.
Bye.